Hello, everyone. I'm Heidi, and you're listening to the DSG Connect podcast. I'm so happy to be here with you. We're helping elevate voices in dentistry by sharing inspiring stories straight from the dental experts. What's working, how to pivot when things go sideways, and everything in between. Wherever you find yourself listening today, thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Heidi with the DSG Connect podcast. And today I have Pete Villard on, who is the CEO of Digital Dental, and Matt Kobnek, who is one of the account managers at Digital Dental. And we're going to be talking about how you can feel the difference with Crystal Ultra Hybrid. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Great. How are you?
Good. Good. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope you're enjoying some of the sunshine today.
Yep. Lots of sunshine here in Arizona.
That's good. That's good. Pete, let's just let you kick it off. What exactly is Crystal Hybrid?
Okay, so Crystal Ultra, a Crystal Ultra Hybrid is essentially a nano ceramic based full arch restoration. So it's intended for implant supported full arches, what sometimes are called an all on four or an all on six. So Crystal Ultra is a nano ceramic product that we combine it with a non-metallic bar structure to create, you know, what we think is sort of the most beautiful and functional hybrid in the market.
Great. Can you kind of go into a little bit more of the nano ceramic?
Ceramic means is that essentially this is a combination of what we call salinated glass and advanced polymer. So basically a special type of glass that that repels water combined with some very advanced polymers, so essentially plastic. So these are mixed together in a 70-30 mix. And essentially that creates a very strong restoration, about 490 MPa, that is also both beautiful, very, very light translucent, but also very forgiving, just sort of a different experience than a typical zirconia or Emax or any other product.
Great. And how long has the product been around?
Yeah, so Crystal Ultra is used for a variety of things. It's actually has some really interesting uses in single tooth applications, anterior bridges, inlays, onlays, and those sorts of things. So it's been around in those applications for, you know, probably more than a decade. We brought it to market and got FDA approval in 2013. And then in 2014, we actually started using it for hybrids. So this has now got about 5 or 6 years of experience in the hybrid market, and we think we've placed over 7,500 of these and are growing at about 1,500 a quarter. So it's very proven. It's been out there for a long time.
Yeah, that's quite an impressive track record for sure. Matt, I know you're talking about this product out in the field quite a bit and over the phone, and I'm sure a lot of virtual calls right now. What can you kind of go into some of the unique benefits of the Crystal Ultra Hybrid?
Yeah, of course. The Crystal Ultra really has a special place in the market. There's a couple other more common hybrids or more common all-on-fours in the market. When you think of those, you think of typically a full arch of zirconia or a titanium bar with denture teeth. That titanium bar with denture teeth, you're going to have issues with those teeth popping off, them wearing down over time. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you have zirconia. And in a full arch of that is actually about 2 to 3 times harder and heavier than natural dentition. So you either have something that's very soft and brittle or something that's very hard and heavy. So Crystal Ultra falls right in between those two options. Like Pete said, at 490 megapascals. So it's much more similar to natural dentition than the other options. So you're going to be replacing, you know, teeth with something that's very similar to what the patient is already familiar with. Yeah, so it's one of the great benefits of Crystal Ultra, aside from the durability and the lightweight of it, is the ability to repair it. So like I mentioned, a lot of the issues you'll have with other types of materials are it could be chipping or fracturing. With Crystal Ultra, the doctor can actually repair it chair side using a light cured composite that they most likely already have in office. So the idea of the doctor having to see the patient has to take it out, put their temp back in, and then the doctor has to send it back to the lab, bring it back, and have the patient back in again for another visit, is fully eliminated with the doctor being able to just repair it themselves and get the patient on their way. Crystal Ultras also has the ability to be adjusted or relined. So in the case of gum recession, which is very common as it changes in the mouth over, you know, after the surgery, the doctor can also reline it using a light cured composite as well. So it has a much more workable and adjustable factor to it that makes it different than the other options in the market.
And Heidi, there's something I'd like to add at this point as well. So this is actually probably the key. So when we started talking about Crystal Ultra hybrids, we thought of things like less clackiness versus zirconia, where the number one complaint is, you know, people don't want to eat with their spouses, right? Because it just sounds too loud. But also the sort of heft to it, the rigidity, some of the issues that the traditional hybrid dentures have with teeth falling out and stuff like that. So we thought it would be these sort of functional things for the patient that were the most interesting for dentists. But it turns out that it's actually this repair part, and really it's adjustments as well. So, you know, when you make one of these hybrids and there needs to be any sort of adjustment, maybe the patient has a slight preference on the way a tooth looks or whatever, or something changes over time, even if there's a failed implant over time. With the Crystal Ultra hybrid, you're actually repairing that, not remaking it. And that's a big deal. It's a big deal to the labs not to have to get one back and start over from scratch. But conversely, it's also a big deal to the dentist, either to be able to repair things in the office or to send them back to the lab for a quick adjustment, get it right back in the patient's mouth. So we've actually found that that's probably the number one selling point, more even than all of these sort of aesthetic and functional benefits.
Yeah, I can see that being a huge time saver and a huge cost saver, which is going to be really, really important as we're navigating these new days in dentistry, right?
Yeah, well, and so from a lab's perspective, which your dentist maybe listening to this might not care as much, from a lab perspective, it becomes much more profitable because you don't have all the catastrophic, I call them catastrophic remakes, where you have to redo the whole thing. But what that means for a dentist is that over time, we can really drive the cost down of production because you can simplify the process. And because you're, again, repairing, not remaking, your lab is more profitable, but that also allows them to scale and become more efficient over time. And, you know, from a lab perspective, that's the exciting part, but I actually think the progressive dentist, but really thinking about that, would it probably agree.
I think the doctors are really going to appreciate that too, because it really is a relationship between the doctor and the laboratory, and what benefits one definitely benefits the other in the long term. So that's a great point.
Exactly. And if you're fighting with your lab because you want an adjustment and they're saying it doesn't need to be adjusted, it matches the model, and they don't want to adjust it because they know they have to remake it and then they'll lose money on that case, you know, those arguments go completely away with Crystal Ultra because it's so easy to make those changes.
Now, if they did want to do a restorative case and not repair it chairside, do they have that capability to prep and, say, send a crown to the lab? Is that an option with this material?
Yeah, for sure. You can prep it down just like you would a traditional restoration, a traditional crown. Take an impression, send that to your lab, have them make a crown, send it right back for you to put on. That's no problem at all.
Okay, so that's good. That sounds like there's flexibility, but it sounds like the best option would be to do it chairside to save the doctor and the patient some time.
Exactly. And so either one works fine. You can do it either way. And it just tries to make that whole process simpler and more adaptable for people.
Thank you for that. And then what are the differences in bar materials? I know we went a bit into that, Matt, but as far as the benefits of the Trilor underneath framework versus zirconia and titanium?
Dive
a little bit deeper.
Yeah, so I'll touch base on that a little bit. Matt can join in a second. So we use Trilor. So Trilor is essentially a technopolymer matrix bar. So think of Kevlar, like a bulletproof vest sort of thing. So it's very strong and it's very rigid, but it has just the slightest amount of flex. And Crystal Ultra does as well, one of the benefits of a nanoceramic is that it flexes and absorbs shocks just a tiny bit, right? So the two of these things together are both very, very strong. They chemically bond together and very rigid. However, they flex just slightly, which really replicates what your mouth structure does as well, which we think puts a lot less pressure on things like your ligaments and stuff like that. So we've had great success with Trilor. You know, similar to Ultra, it's 1-to-1 milling. It's also easy to adjust to make changes. It's very adaptable. It bonds really well to the titanium inserts, those sorts of things. We've looked at some of the other materials. So obviously, people really like titanium. And titanium has some really interesting applications with denture teeth. It doesn't work as well with Ultra for a few different reasons. And we've also looked at some of the other PEEK materials. And, you know, we're not to say that they don't work and that there's anything wrong with them. We just have a ton of experience with Trilor. So we know that that works really well. And it's what we recommend to all of our customers.
Perfect. Thank you so much. What implant systems is this material compatible with?
Yeah, so I'll take that. At Digital Dental, we work with most implant systems as long as they have multi-unit abutments. Primarily through our lab, we're using the DES implant system, which is a Nobel compatible, but we can use most all OEM implant systems for these cases.
So essentially with our milling technology and the design systems like 3Shape, we'll actually design and mill holes for the components to be cemented into. So it's a little different than a titanium bar where you're milling the interface, right? So that creates a lot of flexibility with the system that you can use. And ones like DES that have scan body systems are optimal because then we can create the highest quality restoration. But the other benefit to this is, and I think this is actually a pretty key one. Let's say you did a 6-implant bar, right? In one of those implants, at some point, whether it's 6 months, a year, 18 months, or whatever, fails. You know, again, unlike a titanium bar, we're not starting over. We can actually just drill out that component, reset it, re-cement it in, put it back in the patient's mouth, and they're good to go. So again, no catastrophic failures, even if there's an implant failure with the components. So the flexibility of different systems and the flexibility of how that works makes the particularly the Trilor in this case a very flexible platform.
What are some of the best practices for cleaning and recalls that you all have seen and spoken with doctors about?
Yeah, so the maintenance for the cleaning, or the maintenance and cleaning is really pretty straightforward. We recommend obviously daily brushing with a soft bristle toothbrush, as well as non-abrasive toothpaste and the use of a water pick. But then we recommend as well for the doctor to clean it, take it out and check on it every 6 months. That's a good thing just because, you know, things come up. Patients don't want to, you know, go into the doctor if they don't have to. So making sure that earlier we touched on the relationship between, you know, the lab and the doctors, but this really helps with the relationship between the patient and the doctors, and just giving them that, you know, 6 month check-in, make sure everything's good. A lot of times patients will say, oh, it's fine. You know, I don't need to go in for that. Oh, it's okay. Well, those 6 months are, you know, good to make sure that everything's going okay, and just better for an overall patient experience.
Yeah. Absolutely. It seems like this product would really set up the doctors to set himself or herself apart within the practice. What do you think, Pete?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that part's been pretty exciting for us. You know, we thought, you know, lab selling it to dentists is something that differentiates the lab. It's pretty exciting, gives the salespeople something to talk about. But what we're finding now is that dentists are using it to differentiate versus other practices, right? So, you know, you're placing implants, you're doing the restorative work, you have a great practice, you know, people love to come to you, your patients give you good reviews and things like that. But when you can sit down and you can say, hey, here's the final that we'll place, and it's different than what other folks will offer you, and here are all the benefits. So they're actually able to use it more and more as selling with their patients. So, you know, particularly for these high-end cases that come with, major surgeries and big dollar price points. So that's been really interesting. And I think the best dentists who talk about this, make sure that they're very clear that what we're trying to do is replicate natural dentition as much as possible, right? So it's not zirconia. Zirconia may not ever have a chip, but it has the rigidity and the solid and it's heavy and all of those sorts of things. Where this represents natural dentition, you might have a chip and it's easy for me to fix. And if you need an adjustment, it's going to be easy for you to adjust that. And, you're going to enjoy this. It's going to feel just like your natural teeth and, potentially even better. And I think when dentists embrace that sort of approach, they have a huge amount of success with this.
Yeah, and to kind of piggyback off of that, one of the main issues that patients see with those zirconia arches is going to be that glassy, kind of clacking sound between the two of them, because the zirconia on zirconia is so rigid, and there's no shock absorption. That's a major complaint of theirs. So with the flex and the shock absorption between the Trilar and the Crystal Ultra, again, there's going to be a soft occlusion on it. So the patient's going to bite down. You're going to feel that slight give that feels natural. It's not going to be so abrasive.
Yeah. And Heidi, just, to pile on one more time, I think at the very beginning of the podcast, you mentioned our sort of trademarked phrase, feel the difference. And I think this is where this is key, right? So, we spend a lot of time working with our lab customers, getting them samples of the material. And I think our best lab customers work with their best dental practices to get them samples into their offices. Because if a dentist can feel the difference between this and a traditional zirconia restoration, and then give a chance for a patient to feel both as well, there really is a significant difference. That's why we trademarked that phrase, feel the difference. It's lighter, it's softer. When you bang it against the table, you get a little thud instead of a loud clank. And, I think we'd be hard pressed to sort of get too many people to put one Crystal Ultra hybrid in one hand and a zirconia hybrid in the other hand and not pick Crystal Ultra as the one that they prefer in their mouth. So I think these become all really, really interesting ways for practices and for labs to differentiate themselves.
It's a really cutting edge product, and I think we're going to see more and more. Any final thoughts from you guys today?
No, not really. No, thank you so much for your time. And I think if you have any other questions about Crystal Ultra or about digital dental, you can visit our website, which is www.crystalultra.com. Talk to your DSG representative, reach out to us. We would love to talk to you more about the material and the ways that it can help your business grow.
Sounds good. Thank you both so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening. If you like today's podcast, subscribe on iTunes or Spotify, and please help us spotlight this podcast by taking a minute to review us, as well as give us a shout out on all the socials. Stay connected at dentalservices.net or by emailing us at podcast@dentalservices.net. Also, check out our webinars at dentalservices.net/edu. We believe we're stronger together. Until next time, enjoy your day.